old-fashioned, forgotten Christmas traditions. Welcome to the SF Files. This is your host, Bogus Bird, and today we have the stinky, the stanky, and the very stunkus cuckoo. And accompanied with the grouchy, solitary creature with a heart two sizes too small, Guns. How you doing, guys?
Good, good. I'll take that.
What's up, fucking hater?
So, welcome to the last episode right before Christmas. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, cuckles a ho ho ho.
On with the hating, huh?
Well, you are a ho. Don't stop.
I mean, man. You don't got to put it out there, though.
I think we kind of do.
We know.
It's a Big Brother's job to do it.
Y'all know, but the people don't know. The fans don't know. They don't have to know.
Well, now they know.
Well, I guess they do now.
So, earlier today, I got online and I started looking up old Christmas traditions. And to my surprise, there's quite a few old, forgotten traditions that kind of surpass even our youth. Like, way past our youth. And So I figured, let's go down the list and see if you guys do any of these forgotten traditions. Sounds good?
Let's do it.
And this comes from ruralsprout.com. We're going to be looking at number one. I don't know what the fuck that is. Wassailing?
Huh? Bless you?
Exactly. When I read this, apparently it means like party on the go. Or more or less, you're celebrating Christmas, but not in one location. You're mobile. You're going to your neighbor's house. You're
bar hopping.
Basically, bar hopping of Christmas. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Could be fun, I guess.
That was a thing?
Apparently, that was a thing. Wassailing. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but you know what? When I first got with my now wife, I would spend Christmas at, let's see, four different locations. We would go to mom's house, visit you guys. You guys were still fairly young, still lived at home. And then I would go to my wife's family, her primary, and then her aunt, who was a very close aunt to her. And then I would also go visit Lizzie. I'd go over there, say what's up, hang out for a while, play some games, and then move on to the next house. Yeah, so I did.
I guess you could say you did that.
Yeah,
you.
Well, I guess I did some wassailing.
Yeah, see, normally me, I've gotten in the tradition of like getting together at one house. I guess this year's going to be my house, and we just do it as one big family. But yeah, I could definitely see how like you this year would maybe go visit your in-laws. So would you say that's wassailing?
I don't think so, because we would still be going to one primary spot. You know, like, and I wouldn't be leaving. I would just stay there. Although this year I'm probably just staying home, but still.
I think the
wassailing for me this year.
I think the most I've ever done, I guess, was kind of bar hop, but I didn't really celebrate Christmas like that in the past decade or so. So, yeah.
So you did the bar hopping during Christmas?
Probably like maybe every other year. Yeah. But I think for the most part, it was just maybe those day or that week around Christmas, maybe. I'll just be like, oh, holidays. Hate them.
Gotcha. All right. But now things are, you're in a better place now. So maybe some wassailing will do you some good. I think you should bring it back.
I'll try it out.
You should bring it back.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Something like that.
Nah, I don't think so.
Next one on the list, we got telling ghost stories at Christmas. I found this one a little weird.
That's more of a Halloween type of thing.
Right?
For me, at least.
Yeah, you would think. But, I mean, you got the ghosts of Christmas past and the ghosts of Christmas future and all that.
True.
I mean, plus I'm always down for a good ghost story, regardless of the time.
I mean, yes, but man, that being a tradition, like for Christmas, like it sounds so native to me. Like it doesn't sound right, you know, like it's weird to say. Like, hey, let's tell some ghost stories. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Gather around the fire. Let's huddle up and tell some ghost stories.
Nah.
Nah. Not for me. Doesn't sound right around Christmas. Uh-uh. But like I said, I'm down for whatever.
DTF? All
right. DTF, yeah. Down to have fright. Fun.
Down to fright?
The H is silent.
Right.
Yeah. H is silent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's next? What's next?
Next on the list. Burning a Yule log.
What's a Yule log?
Do you have any idea what that is, BB?
A bonfire?
Another celebration left most likely due to lack of space was the burning of a Yule log. A tree, yes, a whole tree was chosen by the family and burned all in one go to chase away evil spirits and to hasten the return of the sun in warmer days.
So it's kind of like, is that like where we got the tradition of like lighting a Christmas tree, except for we don't set it on fire this time?
Maybe. You know, light it up with Christmas lights.
It's yeah, I mean, possible. Like, maybe back in the day, like, instead of using, like, pine trees, they just used, like, a Yule tree and burnt it. Like, and that would be, like, their Christmas lights, maybe?
Hmm. Which just sounds like they selected any random tree, the closest tree they can find, and then they just burnt it for warmth.
They're probably like, I don't like my neighbor's tree. It blocks my view. I'm a cheap guy.
That tree gives me too much shade.
Which tree I'm choosing for my Yule this year.
Yeah. I do like to turn on the chimney on Christmas Eve. I'll put in a log. I wouldn't necessarily call it a Yule log. I'm not warning spirits away, but I do throw a log in there just to burn and make it look pretty. Make it look Christmassy, you know? So
yeah.
Maybe. Does that count?
I guess. I mean, I do the same thing. I turn on my chimney. Throw a couple logs in there.
It's only like, like two logs, really? It's not a tree. You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean, I went through a good amount of logs last year. I think I went through like a good, at least 8. Yeah, because I had it on like all day.
Yeah, that's what I do too. When I burn log, it runs for a few hours.
Yeah.
Good. Are you burning any wood there? Guns?
Potentially. Maybe not during Christmas Day, but maybe the day after, since we're going to be at Cuckoo's.
Sounds good. Word off La Llorona. Some evil spirits there.
Why is it that I was thinking the same thing?
I was thinking more of my doo-doo spirits. I got to word them off. Go up the chimney and leave.
Help me to release this demon!
Those enchiladas. I'm going to burn some Yule logs to rid of your logs. I guess not.
Next on the list. This one is pretty weird. Hiding a pickle ornament in the tree.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
Pickle?
Huh. You like, know what? I guess this counts. It started here in this household because my fiance 3D printed herself. Yeah. Well, no, you might like this too. She actually 3D printed a Christmas ornament of Pickle Rick.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Wearing a Santa hat.
Dude, I was going to say Pickle Rick, dude. I swear to God.
So, yeah.
I swear to God I was going to say that.
Yeah, so that may have just started in this household. Don't worry, I'll 3D print you one too.
Yes. What about me?
You don't need it? All right. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you don't need it, then I'll give it to your girlfriend. Jeez. So a pickle ornament. Does that mean like a pickle ornament? Like just something shaped like a pickle? Or is that like...
Did she 3D print you a dick? Cucumber? What? What? Did she 3D print you a dick?
She did not. What the like, fuck?
Does it have to be a pickle? Wink, wink.
My bad. No. So, like, in the tradition, the old timey tradition, does it have to be like a pickled shaped ornament or some shit? Like, what are old timey people doing? What the fuck?
Like a sphere, but in the shape of a dick. Like, it's, you know.
So you know? The ornament you have on your tree right now.
Basically, yeah. Just pick one. No, but yeah, it looks like a little jalapeno, you know, just a little a little cucumber shaped or pickle shaped ornament, and it's just hung up on the tree. And apparently it was supposed to be hidden, and whoever finds it apparently wins a prize.
But that means that tree's gonna get destroyed.
I see.
Doesn't it?
Oh, I guess everyone's gonna be like, where's the damn pickle?
Basically, that's down what I'm that thinking.
Tree. I'll put it in plain sight, and you're not winning anything. All right, guys.
All right. Well, that tradition sucks. Well, now it does. Since you're not giving out prizes.
I'll give you $1, and that's all you're getting from me.
God damn it.
Maybe a cup of hot cocoa.
So, it's safe to say that there won't be a pickle on your tree, Guns?
No. No pickle. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
no pickle.
Moving on then. Next on the list, we got appointing a lord of misrule.
Well, does it count if I'm a radio lord?
No, you gave up that name.
Damn it. Lord Guns still works.
Guns might fit under this category, lord of misrule. The lord of misrule was generally a peasant or subdeacon appointed to be in charge of Christmas revelries, which often include drunkenness and wild partying. Definitely Guns.
Definitely. I guess you have reacquired Lord in the front of your name there. Lord Guns.
Can I just be the drinking and partying without the...
Peasant? No, you're a peasant. You have to be a peasant. It's in the rules.
Then I can't do it then.
I think you can.
I simply can't.
I think you can. We'll make an exception.
No exceptions needed, man. You can take the role.
No, that's okay. I'm the host.
Since that's why you're the host. You can be the Lord host and get everybody drunk.
No. I'm going to be the one appointing. Therefore, you must be.
No. I believe that's going to be your fiance appointing. Doesn't count.
No. She would be.
Look at you just chilling and listening to everything. You're like
Michael Jackson.
Oh man, pair of twins, man. I swear to God, a pair of twins.
All right.
What it sounds like to me is do you guys remember in the Jim Carrey's Grinch movie, he gets chosen to be like the town fool or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, they fed him. He was the star of the show. You know, he was taste testing everything, judging. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe it's something like that. Lord of Misrule?
Possibly. I guess it sounds like it would be a negative thing then, huh?
But that doesn't fit the category you just stated, like a peasant and all that. I guess to choose.
Yeah, but around Christmas time, I thought it would have been maybe like the one day that he gets treated as something more than a peasant.
Yeah. So in a way, it's elevating, but, you know.
Like a backhanded compliment kind of thing.
There we go. Yeah. Maybe. So, but Guns, you've been appointed Lord of Misrule.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm already hired in both of you guys, so you guys have to be appointed. Rock, paper, scissors, sure loses, gets to be.
Sorry, brother. You're outruled. All right. So what else we got on the list?
See, I was trying to change the subject so quick.
Wearing costumes. Wearing costumes used to be a tradition, part of Christmas celebration.
I mean, I guess
Santa Claus and elves. That's about it.
Yeah. And people dress up in like ugly sweaters nowadays, knowing that they're ugly sweaters.
Well, you just look like Mr. Hanky, though.
Oh. Dickhead.
Hi-ho. That wasn't bad, actually. That was pretty good.
But yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, people do dress up in costumes still. Maybe not the traditional, like the Renaissance masks or whatever. But yeah, I guess that one's still kind of alive in a way.
A little bit. I could see it. I'll consider it the same.
I know that last year, Cuckoo, you dressed up as Santa. And this year,
had a
guns. Yep. It's your turn, buddy.
Guns got it this year.
Negative. Guns.
You got it.
Nope.
You've been training all year. You're gonna let that beer belly go to waste?
Come on, dog. And plus, both of you guys are bigger than I am.
Whatever. Oh, that's literally not even my belly. It's because of this cushion in the back.
Blame it on the cushion.
Oh my goodness!
I have to start breathing again pretty soon. He's sucking it in.
Eventually.
Suck it in.
Well, the good thing about holding your breath in means that you have some good, powerful lungs, which you would be needing for caroling.
See.
I think
Definitely don't take part in that.
No? And if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that's, like, not to be mean or anything, but more Caucasian neighborhoods, if anything.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just, like... Do you see any, like, black people doing it? Any Mexicans? Any Asians? Don't count.
Well, I kind of might have to disagree there, because in church they have the chorus. You know, they have a lot of singers. A lot of black people, though, they have really good voices. You know, they got the pipes for singing, like.
But caroling is when you go in front of the houses and start singing and all that and go.
I know, but that doesn't mean that someone from church can't go caroling. I mean,
but have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. We live in Texas, no, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've never seen it personally. That's just a tradition that I've seen in movies and, you know, TV shows and things of the sort, but I've never in my life ever witnessed it once in person, regardless of where I'm, whether I'm in a nice part of town or in the ghetto, you know?
Would you say movies like Jingle All the Way?
They do some caroling there.
Huh. But maybe it's a regional thing.
Yeah, possibly.
It might be. I mean, like you said, I've never seen it. Every Christmas I've spent it here in Texas, so I don't know. So, I don't know. Maybe it is a regional thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know I didn't see that in California or North Carolina or Arizona either, because I was there during Christmas time for a little bit.
Yeah. No.
Maybe the northern states, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, it snows way more up north than it does down here in the south. So maybe it, you know, kind of sets the mood, and I don't know, dude. I don't know. If there was snow, I'd sing. I'd go out there.
Like, would you though?
Du hast.
There it goes.
I can carol.
I was expecting a truck door.
Dude, what is up with you? Dude, you are like in love with that song right now.
Hey, it's a funny song, dude.
I think we should start. We should start. Yeah. Just get together, go door to door. Try door.
You know what? Yeah. I'll let you take the lead, and I'll let you know if I want to join in or not. But you go ahead and get it started. You be the pioneer.
Guns. You should just get the kids to do it. Get the kids to do it.
You know what? Maybe I will.
Okay. What's next?
All right. Celebrating the supernatural. I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the telling ghost stories, huh?
I was thinking, you don't think like Santa Claus and Rudolph, since he's a talking reindeer, and Jack Frost, snowman?
Oh, well, you know what? They could be looked at as supernatural beings, or, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you might have a point. Good thinking.
Yeah, yeah. I could consider it, I guess.
That's why they'll come out once a year, because Sam and Dean might catch them slacking.
Maybe. Let me read this to you real quick. And it wasn't just ghost stories that once made Christmas the most eerie time of the year. There used to be a huge supernatural component to Christmas. For example, in some parts of Europe, it was believed that supernatural activity was at a high on Christmas Eve, sort of the way it is on the Day of the Dead. Additionally, in Germany and Poland, if a child was born on Christmas Eve, they were considered more likely to be a werewolf.
What? Huh.
Well, that sucks. I know like two people that were born on Christmas Eve. That's definitely a weird tradition to uphold.
Cool. Would they tie them up and burn them? Because, you know, they were like on witch hunts and shit like that. If somebody was born on like Christmas Eve or whatever, would they have just like killed them?
Maybe.
Yeah, huh.
It's possible. I mean, you know, thinking realistically, if that was what the beliefs were back then.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. I would have sucked.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm happy I'm a May baby.
Well, yeah. Kind of glad that one's not upkept. So this one kind of goes with that as well. The next one on the list. Thinking of Santa Claus as a gnome.
Not as a gnome. I've heard the belief that he was like an elf.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's like immortal or some shit. And he's like the head elf.
Right.
But the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen will tell you otherwise. Yeah, I've never heard of him as a gnome, only as an elf.
Well, what's interesting here is it says here that in 1938, Coca-Cola actually changed the image of Santa Claus. He used to be depicted at completely different. Like there was many different depictions of him, but the most popular ones were like he was like a gnome or an elf, just like you're saying. But yeah, Coca-Cola made the new standard for Santa Claus, what we see today, big 6 foot tall, red suit, big beard. Like that's the Santa Claus that we know today. 1938, Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, I did know that one. He was supposed to be modeled after one of their employees or something of the sort, who was always like happy or some shit. I had read it a couple years ago.
I hope he got paid for that.
I think he did. Or he might have been like one of their executive members or something. But yeah, he was someone from like the Coca-Cola company that they modeled him after.
So what you're saying is Santa Claus is a fraud.
Yes. No. That's what I'm saying.
He's real. He's real, damn it.
Of course, nobody's saying he's not.
This whole time, I thought he was real, man.
I'm not even sure what this next one is. Let me read it to you guys. Worrying about Santa's gruff helpers. Prior to the modern adoption of reindeer and elves in St. Nick's mythology, Santa's helpers were a little more sinister. Instead, he would have these gruff characters that walk around with him and dole out punishment. This includes the menacing Krampus, a horned demon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Krampus and goat demon.
And that was populated in Austria, Hungary, Slovenia, and Slovakia. Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, I know that there's a few Krampus movies out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're definitely something.
I haven't seen them myself, but like, I guess that's to try to like get kids to act good during the year or some shit, huh?
Yeah, I heard Krampus is just for like the bad kids. Instead of getting a piece of coal, they get Krampus.
Oh, yeah. Man, that'd be some scary ass shit, man. Be good or Christmas Kukui is gonna get you.
I mean, that they've made like a monster for everything, right? Like, if you go out late at night in Mexico, you know, you get caught up by La Llorona. If you're bad, I guess you get the Krampus at the end of the year or some shit.
Mm. But this is. this is all like Eastern countries with all these myths and all that, huh? Well, like Slovakia, Slovenia.
Yeah, but you know, some of those still transfer over. Like they came with, you know, immigrants and whatnot, and it's still populated here in the States, at least some of it. Maybe not all of it. But I mean, Krampus is still a thing. Like I said, like there's a couple movies on Krampus, and I mean they're not the greatest movies, but he's still around. Yeah.
You're like Krampus. Oh crap.
Oh, you know what? That kind of goes hand in hand with celebrating the supernatural and telling ghost stories and shit, huh? Like the Krampus and like all these horror movies that come out during Christmas.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think I'm going to do that. When I have kids, I'm going to tell them, if you're not good, Krampus is going to come instead of telling them about the coal.
You know, that kind of makes me wonder if the Grinch was based on Krampus, like a lighthearted version of Krampus. Because he's not a goat, but he looks like a monster. He's green. He wears a Santa outfit, and he starts stealing Christmas. You know, like maybe he was based on Krampus. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's definitely something to look into.
Yeah, but I'm calling it.
I don't
think
so. It's a fact. Well, he's stealing everybody's Christmas, not just the bad kids. You know what I mean?
No, they were all bad
people.
They were all bad. All those who's were bad. Fuck them.
Let's see. The Grinch is related to the Christmas demon or beast known as Krampus. And every 5th of December, they run through the streets during the Krampus run to catch naughty children and even adults and either whip, scare, or send them to hell in their sack or basket.
Damn.
Dude.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Christmas is starting to sound more like Halloween, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Oh, you know what? That's off of Reddit, so that might not be accurate. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm saying that.
You can quote me. It's a fact. It's a fact.
No, I'm just saying, Christmas is starting to sound more like Halloween, huh?
Right?
Jeez.
It's like, be good or else.
I'm just curious how to turn from Halloween to, like, this jolly stuff now.
You know, I have actually heard that supposedly the Krampus is, like, Santa's evil twin or something. Like, they're literally supposed to be twins, but one of them is good and one of them's evil. That was one thing that I heard about the Krampus, which is why he's supposed to wear, like, the Santa outfit, but kind of dark-looking.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd heard that.
I have not, but, you know, interesting concept.
All right, what else we got?
What else? All right. Believing in first footing. What the fuck does that mean? This superstitious Christmas tradition has fallen out of favor in recent years, but first footing was the belief that the first person to cross the threshold of a home on Christmas Eve is considered good luck, especially if it was a dark-haired gentleman. I guess that means the first person to walk off the lot of your house, you'll be good luck. What are the rules for how long?
I think as soon as you step off, I guess.
Man, that sounds like
a dumbass tradition.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking your wife, BB. She was the first one out of the three to cross the threshold to the United States.
You're so dumb.
Racist bastard.
I swear to God, I was like, huh. I guess she won.
Well, that's fine. I caught myself a good luck one. Next on the list.
Oh, by the way, it's not racist because I'm Mexican too.
Foregoing the tree. The Christmas tree was a real German tradition. And for many centuries, you would have been hard pressed to find people celebrating around the tree outside of Germany. Decorating Christmas trees only became popular internationally after Prince Albert and Queen Victoria were sketched standing next to one at Windsor Palace in 1848.
What was that? What was that other tradition called? Yule log.
Oh, the Yule log. Yeah.
So I guess that's not what they were doing.
Maybe it was a completely different thing. Yeah, maybe it was. Well, I guess they were chopping down two trees: one to decorate and one to burn.
The Yule log tradition just starting to sound like Burning Man to me.
Yeah,
man.
More or less.
So, do they chop it down or do they like burn it while it's standing?
I think it would be while it's standing because it's all at once. If you're chopping it up, you know, you're doing little by little unless you put one big ass pile together.
Who knows, man? That's, I don't know. It's a weird ass tradition.
Yep.
Next.
We're going to move on to bestoflifeonline.com, where they have a couple more different outdated traditions here as well. One that I actually find kind of interesting, eating a Christmas goose.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
I've never had goose.
Neither have I. What am I trying?
It's as long as I remember, it's always been turkey or holiday ham or Jack in a Box. But
yeah, what about turducken?
Turducken, man. That's more of a Thanksgiving thing. Still want to try it. But yeah, like in stories and, you know, older movies, they would talk about eating goose for Christmas. And yeah, I've never had it.
Where would you even find a goose?
At a lake. You're stupid. What?
You answered that so fast with no hesitation or stuttering.
At a lake. I mean, people go hunting. They hunt geese and ducks.
That's true. Guns, time to whip out your old shotgun. Find yourself some goose.
I'm going to have Smokey out there waiting for me. Just looking for me.
But yeah, one year, man. We need to try that. Eat a Christmas goose. I want to give that, you know, maybe have some backup tamales or something, because in case it sucks and it tastes like shit, I want something edible.
Are we going to hunt this ourselves, or are we going to try and locate
a I'll location let you hunt it.
To buy?
I'm willing to bet that if you walk into like an H Mart, you know, an Asian market, I'm
100%. Willing to bet
you can find geese.
Dude. I've been in the back of a couple of places.
So you've seen some hanging at the back of the Asian markets and all that?
Yeah. So because of my job, I've delivered to a few different Asian markets. And they 100%. There was this one that I walked into, and they had like some pigs hanging. And they were splitting them open. They had some geese. They had duck. And they had a couple other things. I think they had like chickens. They looked pretty fresh. Like they had them hanging upside down and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely know I've seen pigs, duck, and geese.
Kako was like, not ducky. He wanted me to eat them nice and roasted with some sauce on them. What's that movie called?
The Pest.
The Pest. That was Coco when he saw them, when he was doing his drop off. Not ducky.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm going to check it out. All right. Next on the list. Putting oranges in stockings. What the fuck?
You know what? It wasn't until I got with my fiance that they started, when she loves doing parties, like birthday parties, and like she does like Halloween parties and shit like that. And anything that she can do, like party favor bags, she puts an orange in the party favor bags.
But it's not a stocking, though.
It's weird. I thought it was weird as hell. And the first time I saw her doing it, I was like, what the hell are you doing with those damn oranges? And she's like, they're for the party bags. I'm like, who the hell? And to my surprise, everyone who got a party favor bag, the first thing they took out was a damn orange, peeled it, and they started eating it. I was like, huh?
What the hell?
Yeah. Like, kids, I saw kids going for the orange over the candy.
What the shit?
It was weird.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's weird.
I've never even heard of this tradition.
I've never heard of it either. But, like, it's they don't put it in stockings, but, like, in the party favors, you know? It's a fucking hit.
Like, I guess. I mean, the stockings that I have above my chimney right now, like, they're holding on with clips. You put a fucking orange in there, the thing's gonna fall, man. You know, so, I mean, they ain't gonna be no oranges in mine. I couldn't hold candy canes, man. That's not...
Yeah, I don't even have stockings.
You know, bet what? You don't even have Christmas lights.
No, I don't. Knew it. You know why? Because I am not forced to do it the day after Thanksgiving.
That's fair.
Since you bring that one up, over on ruralsprout.com, they also have a list, but they have one that says they used to use real stockings. So they would use like real socks in their usual wardrobe. You know, and hang them up, and that would be their stockings where they would put gifts and stuff in there.
Imagine Guns hanging up his fucking sock, and it's like all brown and shit. And that bitch falls straight through because there's a fucking hole in the toe.
They're not your socks, Coco.
That's what I'm saying. They're yours. Dude, imagine like a fucking... You put an orange in his damn sock and you start thumping on the floor.
You know what? I honestly believe that's more like your socks, Coco. I've seen your socks recently, too.
I ain't gonna lie, dude. My socks are full of holes, man. All of them.
I swear to God, all of mine are new. I got them like maybe like 3 months ago.
No, I actually have. I started purging my socks, like the ones with the holes.
Yeah, I started trying to do that, but then like, man, like I overthink things. Like I look at my sock, be like, man, it's just only one toe goes through this one. It's still good.
I bet your underwears are the same way too, huh, BB?
They kind of are. You should see the ones I'm wearing right now.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, little BB was like, which opening do I go through?
The small hole or the smaller hole?
Oh, I dick it. Anyways, let's move on here. Next one here that I'm looking at. Dressing up for Christmas dinner.
Ain't that like just looking nice?
Yeah, yeah, we still do that, I think.
Yeah, like Christmas, New Year's, any... Yeah, I think that's still good.
Yeah.
Like, I personally don't... Like, when I went to Guns' house for Thanksgiving, I think I just wore a t-shirt and shorts. Just because, like, you know, our family is really laid back.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, I think a lot of people still do dress up nice for, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. I just don't think we do.
Right. No, yeah, you're right. I know for this year, Thanksgiving, since it was just, you know, me, my wife, my kids, we didn't bother really dressing up. But whenever we do get together with family, with you guys or her family, or we typically dress up. We, you know, I get the button-up shirt and, you know, all the buttons are fighting for their lives, you know, with the stretching there. But,
Just curious, has that ever happened? Like, one of the buttons just...
No, I haven't quite gotten there yet. Yeah, dressing up, I think you're right. That one's still not...
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, I think it's here to stay.
Yeah.
Sitting by real fireplaces. Guns.
I've done that. Not recently, but I've done that.
Yeah?
But didn't we used to do that too when we were younger? Just turn on the fireplace and then just open presents too sometimes?
Yeah, we just light it up and sit in front of it.
Watch some
Dragon Ball in Spanish. We just sit by the fire, put our feet up and warm them up.
Yeah, no, I think that's still relevant.
100%. I still throw a few logs in the fireplace. And my fiance, she loves sitting next to it because she gets really cold easily. So like that fire keeps her warm.
Since we're talking about the fireplace, maybe this one kind of goes hand in hand with it. Roasting chestnuts on an open fire.
No, can't say that I've done that.
No.
Never.
I've never done that.
I don't think I've ever seen a chestnut.
Well, I've seen them, but I kind of don't even like the taste of it, really. So I don't know how a roasted chestnut would even, you know, would it improve or anything, really.
Yeah, if I were to see one, I don't know that I could point it out to you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, he can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Oh, I definitely couldn't point it out to you. I would have to, you know, I'd be at the grocery store and I need that big ass sign that says chestnuts
But you still come home with the walnuts, wouldn't you?
I have never tried it, so can't say. Like I said, I don't think I've seen them. So, no, that's a no for me.
And you said no either, Guns? Mm-mm. No. Any desire to give it a shot?
Not at all.
Nah. I'm going to give it a hard pass.
If anything, you can try and remove the chestnut without being burned.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I can do that.
I need to be a little faster than that, but...
No, that was just me going super slow motion so you could see.
Oh, right. Because
if I were to go full speed, you wouldn't be able to see it, you know? Yeah.
What about cutting down your own Christmas tree?
Nope.
No. And plus, I don't think that's legal anymore, like in a lot of places.
I think you have to pay for it, if anything.
Yeah, I know that, like, if you go into a forest or something, oh, your ass is going to... That state patrol is going to kick your ass, you know? we don't really have trees like that here in Texas. Again, maybe that's just another regional thing.
Have y'all ever considered getting a real tree?
I've done it.
Yeah?
For real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I have.
I hear you got to keep them like in water or something because like they dry out really quick if you don't.
They do dry out pretty quick, but I didn't keep it in water. I got it a day or two before the actual Christmas. Within like 3 to 4 days, it was like super brown. But the thing is with those, it
drops a lot of needles, huh?
Yeah, that shit. It's very messy. And you have to be very careful because it's very flammable.
Yeah.
Very flammable.
Yeah. I've heard that some people don't even put in their lights on an actual Christmas tree because they could potentially light it on fire.
Oh, shit. I've never had a real Christmas tree. I've been curious about it just to experience it, you know? Mm-hmm. But after hearing that, I don't know if I even want to. Sounds like a lot of extra work for nothing.
Yeah,
that, just to have a real tree. Toddlers.
Yeah, no.
I have heard that they're very fragrant though. So like, if you want your house to smell like a forest, get a Christmas tree. Like a
real tree. I was about to say that, like very piney smell, kind of like pine saw. You don't have to mop no more.
Right. Yeah, I've heard they're very fragrant. So that's cool, I guess.
When you grab it, all that, moving it around. Your hands are going to smell it. Like, they're going to be, like, sticky, and you're going to smell it, too.
Ooh, like sap. Hands.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Sucks. Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
So on this tree, have you ever put edible, natural decorations?
Nope.
No.
I mean, like, the photo I'm looking at, I'm looking at slices of oranges hung up on the Christmas tree. Yeah.
You're just inviting ants and fucking gnats and flies into your house. Like, you might as well go fucking drop off a handwritten invitation to them. No.
Right. Actually, I might be mistaken, but I think the natural odor of the real life tree, I think it deflects insects, if I'm not mistaken. I probably am, but...
It'd be an interesting concept. Get that anti-ant, and then you can put your fruit up on the tree, but... If it's edible, are you going to eat it off of a tree? Like, are you going to throw that shit away?
Oh, throwing it away, 100%.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to eat it. Like, it's touched a tree. I don't want to eat it.
The only thing edible that I will put on a tree is a candy cane.
Candy cane. That's fair. That's fair to say.
Does it count as natural sugar?
Nah. Probably not.
No. I would. Okay.
Here's another one on the list that I know that hasn't died off, but it's less common now. Making homemade gifts.
Like, so BB, for you, spoiler alert, I, for Christmas, got you a handmade macaroni necklace made by yours truly. Yeah, yeah. Guns, don't worry. I got you a new computer. But because, you know, you already got your own, I'm going to keep that, so. You'll probably get one of those too.
This one is my dependent, so I'm gonna need mine for my actual section.
No, you're already getting a macaroni bracelet.
No. I prefer the other one,
but it's my gift to give. So, and the bracelet is just so much more sentimental.
No, I think the computer's more sentimental to me. I feel more sentimental. I feel like you actually care. You actually thought out this gift, so I feel like that would be the better choice.
Well, no, it's sentimental because on each macaroni I put a different word, and it spells out, if you look at it, it says, "World's okayest big brother." So, sentimental.
All right, baby, what's next? We spent like 5 minutes fighting over this.
Next on the list, mumming. I had to read this one as well, but when what it turns out to be is back in the day, back in like Roman times and whatnot, they used to wear masks and they'd go out and just run amok. They'd cause trouble. They'd do, you know, do pranks and stuff on people, and they'd just go out and have a little good time, party, you know, but like anonymously. That was banned though, because it kind of gave thieves and stuff an opportunity to run around and steal shit and cause trouble, and, you know, more crime would rise and everyone would be wearing a mask so nobody could really know who it was.
So basically they went out purging.
There you go.
I guess wouldn't that be the same with Halloween? Like, everyone's running around doing dumb shit wearing a mask.
True. You're right.
I don't know.
You're right. But yeah, I guess that one's a no-go. They kind of left it for Halloween.
Yep.
All right. Next, poems with presents.
Nope.
That would be annoying as hell, man. Like, each gift that you give out, you'd have to write a poem?
Yeah.
Man, I'd copy-paste the shit out of that.
It's like, roses are red, violets are blue. I hope this shirt fits on you.
XL, right? XL?
Yeah, definitely. XL, gotcha. XL. XX.
That might be too small for BB. You might need a 2 or a 3X.
The old mama. So no poems from you guys?
No poems from me.
No poems.
Okay. You going to start?
I didn't bother.
No.
Still.
Are you going to start?
Hell no.
Oh, but you're going to start caroling, huh?
Yeah, I'll do that one. Yeah, let's start that.
Okay.
Next one, you know what? This one kind of could go with the edibles on the tree, but the popcorn and cranberry garlands. You remember that? I used to make that shit in school.
Yeah.
Where you'd get the sewing thread, and then you'd like put it through popcorn, and just like your macaroni necklace, but with popcorn. You could. I remember some people would put it around their tree, and I always thought it was weird.
Yeah, that's weird. 100% weird. It was weird back then. It's weird now. Don't do it.
No, I think the closest to that would be edible underpants, undergarments.
Definitely know what I'm not getting you for Christmas.
All right.
All right.
This one is also a little weird. Hanging gifts on the tree.
No. I guess
you could. Down.
Right. It would fall off, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the smallest gift that I'm giving this year. And
100%.
I don't think the tree can support the weight.
No.
Definitely. And this is like a shirt or socks, maybe, but...
Or a macaroni necklace.
With BB, you know where to look?
Next
you might find me sleeping under the tree. That's next on the list. Sleeping under the tree.
No. Too many gifts under it.
Sleeping under a tree, yeah, that's a weird one. Maybe that's just kids waiting for Santa. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about it now. Like, even if my kids were waiting for Santa, I'd put them in bed. I'm not going to leave them under the tree.
You know? Yeah. And then like in the Santa Claus movie, the little girl who was waiting up for Santa Claus, she was in the couch.
That is true.
So, yeah, no, I couldn't see it.
Those heathens.
Well, actually, that's the last one here.
What?
So, yeah. Those were some forgotten Christmas traditions. Not going to start any of those. Except for caroling. I'm going to do that. I'll do that.
And then Bungie's going to do poems for gifts, right?
Right. Well, all right, guys. CK has actually been talking a lot of shit. He's been saying that he's going to kick your asses in trivia. He heard you guys play. He said he is the trivia king. He's going to whoop some ass.
We'll see what he got.
I think not.
All right.
We'll see if he can take down the king.
All right. Let's bring him in. CK, let's go, buddy. We're going to do a little bit of Christmas trivia. Here's what we're going to do. Do you want to lay out the rules there, Cuckle?
So this is Super Secret Agent Cuckle's Super Secret Questionnaire. The way this is going to go down, I've prepared a few questions for y'all, and we're going to run through them. Y'all are going to give me y'all's answers, and you're going to show them on screen, either A, B, or C. At the end of the questionnaire, we're going to see who wins. The winner of this challenge will get a super secret surprise from me.
Ooh. Sounds good.
I got really quiet. Damn.
the intensity in the air.
So I've set this up to be pretty fair for everybody, I think. They're Christmas-related questions. You know, it's the Christmas season. So a couple movie things here, a couple Christmas songs there. And we are ready to go if y'all are.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Hermie is a misfit elf who wishes to be what instead of a toy maker? A, a dancer, B, a dentist, or C, a veterinarian?
I thought he wanted to be a stripper, so...
What, put dancer in? I mean,
And I'm definitely not as old as you two guys, so I wouldn't know the answer to that, but I'm gonna wing it. C.
C.
All right.
B. And mine is also going to be the letter B.
All right.
I just saw that.
Do we...
What? What? What happened?
All right, guys. If you're watching the YouTube video, you might want to avert your eyes. It is PG-13 content on the screen. All right, guys.
It's the letter B.
All right, the correct answer for question number one is B, a dentist.
Mm.
Nice.
What was he again?
Nice.
Veterinarian. He wanted to be a dentist. Who knows why? All right. Question number two. In the movie Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? Option A, Hawaii. Option B, Paris. Option C, Italy.
B. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Three B's. Okay.
The correct answer was B. Paris.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. All three of y'all. Damn.
Excellent.
All right, so we are on question number three. In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What are these words? Option A, awful, horrible, vile. Option B, bad, nasty, hateful. Or is it option C, stinky, stank, stunk?
Shit. It could be any of these, actually. The letter A. I think I'm going to go with that. What was that, Guns? What are you going with?
I'm the first one that said A.
Damn. Okay.
What about you, CK?
So,
what'd you pick?
CK is picking option C. Sorry, CK, you are alone on this one, but you, fortunately, are correct.
Oh!
And...
Take it! Take it!
And Guns, you are incorrect. He is described as stinky, stank, stunk.
Ah!
Just like you guys.
Question number four, guys. Which actor plays six different roles in the 2004 version of The Polar Express? Is it option A, Tom Hanks? Option B, Johnny Depp? Or option C, Bill Murray?
Option C.
Option A.
And the answer is... Drumroll, please... Option A, Tom Hanks.
Booyah!
Fire! Yes.
Guns, you are getting wrecked.
You guys cheated.
Are you lagging, Guns?
I feel like he slipped you the answers. He slipped you guys the answers. Just for all the viewers to know.
CK's running strong, right? He hasn't missed one?
No, he has not missed one yet. He is wrecking shop.
Okay, that's okay.
Dude, he's... did his homework. He watched all the Christmas movies.
Unfortunately, I have.
All right. Well, let's see if you know this one well enough for this Question number 5. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which toy was not one that was mentioned to live on the island of misfit toys? Damn. Is it option A, a spotted elephant? Option B, a cowboy riding an ostrich? Or is it option C, a slinky that does not slink?
Wait, what are you doing there, CK? What are you doing? You better not be Googling.
I'm trying to Googling. Did you hear the Roadrunner?
Oh, I heard it.
Silencing it.
I love that. That's why I knew you're on your phone.
I'm silent.
Uh-huh. He's typing real quick.
That's why he hasn't missed nothing.
I don't know.
No wonder he's looking down after every question.
That's one I do not know, but I'm going to guess. I'm gonna go with this one.
Sure.
That's what I have.
Also chose the letter C.
Letter C.
Ooh. Damn.
It's going to be A. Watch. The spotted elephant.
And with that, CK is still in the lead with 5. Y'all two got this right. Well, all 3 of y'all, really.
Oh, nice.
A slinky that does not slink.
Oh, thank you, baby Lord Jesus.
Nice. Well then, yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely guessed at that one.
Yeah, so
the... Well, that was a good guess. All right. This one, I think, may be a little bit easier for you and Farquaad.
Guns.
CK, you probably still have a good chance at this one, too, though.
Guns.
All right. Guns. My bad. Guns. This one, you might be able to get this one. Question number 6. In the movie Jingle All the Way, what is Turbo Man's sidekick Tiger's name?
Oh, I got it.
Is it option A, Booster? Option B, Buster? Option C, Baxter?
A.
A.
Nice.
Booster.
Nobody likes you, Booster.
I thought I might throw you off with the Buster and Baxter.
Isn't Baxter the kid of Shazam or whatever? Something Baxter?
Oh, fuck yeah. If I know.
Billy Baxter.
Oh, yeah. Billy Baxton, right?
Oh.
Something like that.
I'm thinking of Baxter Stockman. And, turtles.
Jesus Christ.
Damn old.
Oh. All right, guys. Y'all ready for question number 7?
Let's do it.
Question number 7. The song Frosty the Snowman describes Frosty as having what kind of nose? Is it option A, a carrot nose? Option B, a button nose? Or option C, a charcoal nose?
In the song or in the movie?
In the song. Y'all have y'all's answers ready?
Okay, I think I'm ready.
All right.
I'm choosing the letter B.
I'm going with B as well.
I did see.
Man. I'm
so defeated there. I did see.
Well, I'm going against 2 old farts over here that know everything. You're like old school versus new school, dude.
Damn. CK, you are wrecking shop.
I am.
You are in the lead with 7 so far.
Yes.
BB, you got 6. Guns, you got 3. You got the big 3.
Dude, you can't blame it on the lag.
I blame it on age this time. He's picking stuff from the 1960s. 60s. That's your time era, guys.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I can see CK's favorite season is obviously Christmas.
Definitely. Obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. All right, guys. Question number 8. What was the first company to use Santa Claus in advertising? Is it option A, Coca-Cola? Option B, Frito-Lay? Or is it option C, Oreo?
Okay. A good one right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. A.
The letter A. Option A.
Thank God.
Oh. Milk's favorite cookie is not going to be happy about this one.
Uh-oh.
But you all got it right. Correct answer is...
You picked an A?
A. Coca-Cola, yeah?
I'm glad I got it right, but damn it, CK! I'm supposed to pick something else.
Dude, I was so sketched out because I remember the polar bears, but then I remember they had Santa Claus in some of their commercials.
All right, guys. We got two questions left on the board. BB, you can still come back from this. CK's feels pretty comfortable here. Guns.
You can still
try.
Guns,
you can try.
Everybody loves an underdog. Hmm? Everybody loves an underdog story, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the biggest comeback.
I'll tell you what. If you get the next two, we'll call you the winner.
He said it. Here he said it. I'll take it.
I feel pretty comfortable that he won't get these next two, right?
Yeah. All right. Question number 9. In the movie The Santa Claus, why does Scott take over the role of Santa Claus? Is it option A, Santa is sent to the hospital after falling down the chimney? Is it option B, Santa asks him to become Santa Claus after becoming sick from some bad milk? Or is it option C, Santa dies after falling off his roof?
I'm ready.
It's been a while.
All right, guys.
I got this.
All right, go ahead.
C.
All right. Option C is correct. He dies after falling off the roof.
I'm just saying, if I get one more, you guys lose.
With the new series, the Santa Claus series, that's actually no longer true.
What?
Well, I did say the movie Santa Claus. So, still holds.
Okay.
This is the final stretch. The final question.
Final one.
BB, last one. You can still tie this if CK gets this wrong.
All right, get this wrong.
If you get this right, it doesn't matter because you're still not winning.
No. You're a champion. You recalled it, dude.
No.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. Anyways.
He won't get it. It's fine.
Question number 10. Jingle All the Way wraps up at which of these holiday parades? Is it option A, the Wintertainment Parade? Is it option B, Macy's Christmas Parade? Or is it option C, the Christmas Wonderfest Parade?
Okay, dude, I'm ready.
I'm going
to...
I chose the letter B.
I chose C.
C. Letter C.
It's a make or break. Make or break.
And with that, none of you chose A, the Wintertainment Parade.
What? Are you serious?
Serious as can be.
Bullshit. Oh, no.
You missed
no.
I had it.
No, see what happened was my A got stuck behind
the seat.
Yeah, it should have been like this.
Okay. Oh, that looks legit, yeah. don't forget to put a piece of tape on it. Make it look more legit. Yeah.
Right. But that just, you know what happened, that's all.
That,
weren't you supposed to be like the biggest fan of Jingle All the Way, BB?
So it's like one thing wrong.
Farquaad, you just watched this last night.
I did.
So I was actually worried that you might get that right.
Man, dude, I'm not paying attention to the parade, what it's called. I'm watching the movie, dude.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
And plus, yeah, so what's the final score?
Don't even tell me.
You know what?
Guns, so the A was like this. And that's what it should have been like.
Okay,
Just thought you'd like to know. Because I don't know if that changes anything or not, but that's what happened.
You know, the crazy thing is, I do recall you saying something other than A, too. So, you know, I mean, regardless of whether the A was stuck to the C or the B
What happened was, I got confused. When I looked at the screen, I think Buns had letter C up too, so it threw me off. It made me say C.
You know what? Just for that one, for that Buns, I'm gonna give that to you.
No, you can't.
I guess not. In all fairness, we won't do that. If Buns can't get it, then you can't.
Guns, douche.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Guns. I feel like that was an accident too, dude. It just came out of the
blue. All right, guys. With the final scores, Guns. My bad. I almost actually said Buns again. Guns. You had, of 10 questions, you got 5 correct and 5 wrong. Bogus Bird, of 10 questions, you got 8 correct and 2 wrong. And what? El Gato Loco.
I could have swore I had 9 right.
Let me see.
I know I lost, but...
Right.
9.
No, you just got that one wrong. You were one behind Crazy Cat, and you just got that wrong. The last one.
Oh,
that's too wrong.
Yeah. God damn it. All right.
There you go.
All right, guys. That's the Alzheimer's.
Trying to make yourself seem better than you are.
See, well, you wanted me to get one wrong for nothing.
That one wrong. All right. Lost. And El Gato Loco, the Crazy Cat himself, is the winner with 9 correct and 1 wrong.
He cheated.
Crazy Cat, if you want to shoot your number after, I'll send you a couple nudes. That is your prize for winning this questionnaire. I will send them directly to you. You don't have to pay the OnlyFans subscription. Oh, nice. And you get 1 month free.
A whole month?
That's
a whole month.
It's quite a treat.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 10 questions is, it's a lot to go through. That's a gauntlet right there.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Justifies month free of my OnlyFans.
Yeah, definitely worth the battle there.
Yeah.
Definitely worth the
battle. By the way, subscribe to my OnlyFans.
I do have to.
Secret Agent Kunkel.
I do have to mention Mr. Beebe there. He came in a close second. So, you know, good sportsmanship. I'd like to give that over to him.
Christmas truly is
a Christmas season, time for giving, so you know what?
You know, time of giving, right? Yeah. You're keeping the win, but you're giving him the prize, correct?
Right.
Am I correct in understanding this?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
No. That was
a close second.
You're too gracious.
Yeah, so, right. Damn.
But no, I'm good. You know what? Guns, you tried, so I think you need a participation trophy. You can go ahead. You can have
the subscription.
I was too far off, guys. Okay. I can't just do that. I'm too humble for that.
You know how they said in the olden days, no givesies, backsies. So, Guns, you are the proud owner of a free month subscription.
Take it in the buns.
All right, guys. Thank you for participating in Super Secret Agent Cuckoo's Super Secret Questionnaire Christmas Edition.
Well, that fucking sucked. Got wrecked, dude.
Sorry, guys.
You got wrecked.
He cheated.
Sorry, guys.
There's no way he got that many red, dude. He cheated.
I don't know. I know Guns was accusing me of slipping the answers, but he was just that good.
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
I want a rematch.
Oh, you'll get. We're getting a rematch. We're re-challenging him. Fuck that.
Damn.
Unfortunately, that's the end. That we have run out of time. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays from all of us.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for inviting me again.
All right, thank you, Mr. Beebe, for having us on. As always, it's always a fun time. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate. Thanks for listening to us. Hope you're having fun. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
And with that being said, please visit us at www.thesafiles.com. You can listen to all our prior episodes. It's a good time. It's just all of us talking trash, having fun, bunch of different topics. Do yourself a favor. Give the gift of gifts and send yourself to the website and listen to everything. Just binge it. Binge it from episode 1 all the way to now. And also, go to Patreon and look us up at The SA Files, where you can find bloopers, so many bloopers. Every single episode, somebody's always saying something they're not supposed to. We're all over the place. It's worth listening to. It's a good laugh. Trust me. Go check it out. And you can also look us up on social media. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. Come say hi. Drop us a line. We'll be your best friend. And also, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can listen to the podcast, we are there.
Don't about freaking Pandora.
Oh, you're absolutely right. How could I forget? We're also on Pandora. Excellent platform. Very cool people over there. We've never said a bad word about them. Pandora, we can definitely listen to us there as well. Yeah. Again, thank you for listening. This is Bugs Bird signing out.
This is Cuckoo signing out.
And this is Gun signing out. Later.
Catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Dragon man, I mean, he was just a dragon, but he was still a dragon, burninating the countryside, burninating the peasants, burninating all the people, and if that's true, and the trap door comes in the night.